USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Small explosive device carried by a makeshift drone blew up Sunday at the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet on the Crimean Peninsula, wounding 6 people and prompting the cancellation of ceremonies there honoring Russia's Navy. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the drone explosion in the courtyard at the naval headquarters in the city of Sevastopol. But the seemingly improvised small-scale nature of the attack raised the possibility that it was the work of Ukrainian insurgents trying to drive out Russian forces. And at least 7 shooting victims were hospitalized Sunday after a melee in downtown Orlando, Florida. The violence erupted around 2 Sunday morning after a large fight broke out, according to Orlando Police Chief Eric D. Smith. An unidentified assailant pulled out a handgun and fired into the crowd, injuring 7 people who were all taken to a local hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.